As Idaho's hospitals continue to treat record numbers of COVID-19 patients, doctors say the next few months look even more daunting. And as Rachel Cohen reports, they're dealing with another pressing challenge, misinformation.
Tuesday morning, Southwest District Health in Caldwell held its monthly board meeting. On the agenda were presentations from two speakers, one a doctor, one a naturopath, who have been known to spread misinformation about COVID-19.
The notion that a public health district would give a platform to two known conspiracy theorists to share their non-patriotic narrative is unbelievable.
That's Dr. Jim Souza of St. Luke's. He was speaking at a press conference held by health leaders later in the day. Hospitals have been sharing grim details about what's going on inside their walls, but skepticism and denial are on the rise. Here's Dr. William Vetter of Valor Health in Emmett.
I feel kind of scared if I actually say what I feel, and that I may have harm to me or to my family or to my property.
If behaviors don't change, Dr. Steve Nemerson of St. Alphonsus says by Christmas, the hospital's COVID-19 patients will double, meaning care will happen
in areas of our facilities that are not traditionally used for clinical care, things like conference rooms and so forth.
And though the state is not at crisis levels yet, hospitals like St. Luke's are already rationing care by canceling elective procedures. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.